We have the granddaddy, the dean of hockey coaches. Who knows, maybe in the contiguous 48 states, Mike Wartella has coached for a long time, Mike.
Yes, I have, Greg. 34 years at Lubbock Christie.
Goodness. That's amazing. Quite a run.
Just trying to keep up with Herb Brogan.
Well, you're right on his heels. Hard to believe, isn't it, Mike? 34 years?
It is hard to believe, Greg. You know, when I started, Jerry Sykes hired me, and I told him I'd do it for probably 2 to 5 years, and I'm still here. It could be that nobody else wants the job. I'm not sure.
Well, it's been quite a run for you, and you've got a young team this year, Mike.
Very young, Greg. We only have 3 seniors on the team. We got 7 juniors, 9 sophomores, a big sophomore class, and a couple of freshmen. And I think so far it's shown, you know, we have a little bit of talent, but we're young, and we're early in the season. I think our record has shown that we're still making some of those young team mistakes.
3-5 start, not too bad.
No, not bad at all. I mean, December traditionally is always a tough start for us. You know, we have a lot of football players. We have 7 on the state championship team this year. And, you know, they basically got one day of rest and jumped right on the ice. And we, you know, 2 days later, we're playing Flint Powers, who's perennially one of the top-ranked teams. So not a lot of rest. And usually it takes a few weeks before, you know, they transition from football to hockey, hockey legs. And you know, so it always takes us a little bit of time. You know, I always feel we're a few weeks behind everybody else, but you know, we play a tough schedule in December, and you know, we've seen some good things, and we've seen some things you know, we need to work on.
Yeah, and it's not like some of the sports where you're practicing all the time. You practice when you can get the ice time, and that makes it tricky, doesn't it, Mike?
It does make it tricky. You know, we try to consistently, you know, we used to practice early in the morning and try to go 4 to 5 days a week. Now we move to the afternoons, you know, and we're going an hour and a half at a time. And that can run, you know, mostly 3 to 4 days a week. And as we get into the, you know, game schedule, we'll cut back a little bit. But, you know, we try to, it's a sport where you got to be in game shape. And so we try to get as much skating in as possible.
Well, boy, Hunter and Denton and Keegan Smith on skates, that's pretty big.
They're 2 big young men, and, you know, some people may be surprised, but they move pretty well on the skates. And, you know, they've been playing hockey their whole life, mm-hmm. and they both can shoot the puck. You know, we try to, you know, run some plays for them to get their big shot off, and you know, Keegan's been out a few weeks. He won't be playing this weekend. He's still a couple weeks away.
Uh-huh.
A couple of things from the football season yet get taken care of, but we're looking forward to getting him back. But Hunter is one of our captains this year, and he's doing a phenomenal job for us.
Well, you have a kind of balanced scoring. Just looking at your scoring list, it looks like you can get points right down the line.
Yeah, you know, I think that's key for our team. You know, last year, you know, basically we had one line. They all graduated. That was our top scoring line. And this year we're starting to get, you know, some balanced scoring throughout our lineup. You know, right now we're running 3 lines. And, you know, we got, you know, some of the sophomores and juniors, they could put the puck in the net. You're not, they're not quite at that elite level where they're going to step up and score 2 or 3 for you a game. But consistently, you know, we're seeing scoring through all 3 lines. And I think that in the long run will make it a tough matchup for any team that plays us.
Well, you would be the one to ask, Mike, how has high school hockey changed or evolved over the years? And you've been around pushing 40. You played and then went right into coaching.
You know, it's I think it's gotten more skilled from top to bottom. Wow. You know, it used to be that
more kids playing.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we're starting to see some of the numbers drop off in Michigan, and Jackson really is taking a beating as far as numbers coming through the ranks. You know, if you look at, you know, back in the 2000s, you know, I probably had anywhere from 35 to 40 guys trying out. And now we're basically, you know, I haven't made a cut the last 4 years. Basically 20, 22 kids come out, and that's what we have. You know, we've gotten some pretty good hockey players there. But when you look at some of the elite teams, you're seeing many of the guys move on to junior, and we're seeing some D1 commits also, which you really hadn't seen 20 years ago. You know, so I think, you know, overall, Michigan hockey is growing, and we're starting to compete with some of the other states like Minnesota and, you know, the New England states that traditionally have had probably stronger high school programs. And, you know, we send Team Michigan over to compete against Minnesota every year, and they've done very well. And so I think that now some of the scouts are starting to look at some of the high school programs and seeing that, you know, there's some pretty good players that decide that they want to play for their home school. And a lot of these guys are multi-sport athletes also. And traditionally at Lumen, you know, most of our guys are playing two and three sports.
What about, Mike, this rivalry with Jackson United? They've really picked it up the last couple of years, haven't they?
They have. They've had some very good teams. Andy Sinkovitz, who is a Lumen Christi grad, has done a tremendous job there.
He played for you, didn't he?
He played a couple years after me. He did play for Steve Dunnigan, though.
Okay.
And I played with his brother, Chris Sinkovitz. And so the Sinkovitzes have been big in Jackson hockey for a long time. You know, Andy coached travel teams for a while and then took over the Jackson United job and really, in my mind, has elevated them. And he's had some good players in the last few years come along and has really made it, you know, a great rivalry. You know, they're always good games because, you know, Jackson and Lumen play against each other in any sport. There's always a lot of fun there. But he's really developed some good players and put a good program together. In the last 2 years, we've split with them. And certainly we expect this Saturday it's going to be an exciting game as it always is.
Is the goal to the end of the year is to get through that tournament or get past Chelsea, isn't it?
Well, we seem to run in cycles with certain teams. You know, in the 90s was Allen Park Cabrini, and 2000s was DeBruin Divine Child that you ran into and had some good rivalries. And then Chelsea has been a huge rival the last 10 years.
Uh-huh.
But the last 2 years, our regional, we got moved over to the Grand Rapids area. So we've been playing Grand Rapids Catholic Central and Forest Hill Central, which the Grand Rapids area has some tremendous high school hockey teams. If that's an area, if there's an area growing in Michigan in high school hockey, it's probably the west side of the state, Grand Rapids area especially. So that's kind of where our path goes, but that's always the goal. You know, we made it to the regional finals the last 2 years. You know, basically we had 500, our record was 500 going in, and I thought we did pretty nice job in the playoffs. And again, this year, you know, we try to, you know, create a very tough schedule for us to play so we can get ready for that. You know, we're not in a conference, so you really are playing for the playoffs. And the other thing, you have certain rivalry games that you've built up over the years, and Jackson United certainly is one, and, you know, there's a few other teams that we play that every year we kind of get up for.
Oh, Saturday night, 7 o'clock. How many years are you going to put in, Mike?
You never know, Greg. I'm kind of on a year-to-year basis. My wife quit asking about 25 years ago. So
day to day.
Yes, it is, as we all are.
Hey, Mike, thanks for stopping by. Good luck. We'll see you over there Saturday.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
Yep, take care.